Hey, Fred, what's happening?
Search me. Must be an earthquake. It's moving. The hell is moving.
That's no hill. It's a monster.
A monster. Down, boy. Down, 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 down. Run for your life.
I'm hungry. Here, boy, fetch this stick. Now for some chow before I collapse. Wilma, where are you? Where's my dinner? Eh? What's this? Dear Fred, Betty and I have gone to club meeting. You and Barney can eat out. Love, Wilma. How do you like that? Maybe I should have joined the army. At least I eat regular. Oh, well, I'll call Barney and we'll try that new place. There it is, Barney. That's the new restaurant I was telling you about. The Bedrock Rockerman. I hear it's a great place to eat.
Looks pretty fancy, Fred.
Yeah, you get your food by putting coins in a slot.
Like playing a slot machine, huh, Fred?
Yeah, that's right. Let's see now what to get. Roast dodo bird.
Dinosaur cutlet.
Saber-toothed tiger chops.
Chicken cacciatore.
Chicken cacciatore? How did that get in there?
Well, they got a big variety of food, all right.
Oh, well, I'm not very hungry. I'll just take some brontosaurus ribs. Mmm, sure smells good. And looks good, too. What'd you get, Barney?
I wasn't hungry either, Fred. So I just got a slab of marble cake.
How about that? They only give you one measly rib. Well, there's only one way to eat ribs. Switch your fingers. Gee, I'm sorry, Mac. Here, let me snap the lentils off you.
Don't touch me! I'll wipe them off! Next time, watch where you're eating.
Shimon Cobblehead, of all people!
Fred Flintstone. Fancy meeting you.
Well, what do you know, shame boy? What are you doing these days?
I got a good setup, Fred. I own a place out in Rock Vegas.
Rock Vegas? You mean the place with the hotels, the shows, and the slot machines?
That's the place, Fred. That's why I eat here when I'm in town. The sound of the coins going into the slots gets me.
Yeah, eating out's a gamble anyway. But this place makes it sporty. Boy, Rock Vegas.
Well, so long, Fred. If you ever get out that way, look me up. I'm at the Golden Cactus. I'll take care of you right.
Thanks, Shane. Take care of me right. What a lucky break. Did you hear that, Barney?
Yeah, I heard it, Fred.
Well, don't you get it?
No, I don't, Fred.
It was the way Sherman said it, Barney. I'll take care of you right. He meant he'll give me a break when I play any of the games.
Well, Fred, you're out of your mind. Those places out there in Rock Vegas are all honest.
I know that. They have to be to keep going.
Well, what's the use of talking about it, Fred? We're not going to Rock Vegas.
And why not? We got vacations coming up. We made no plans.
But I heard the girls talking about going to Pebble Beach. Yeah, no chance of talking them out of that.
What do you mean, no chance? Don't we count for anything around here? We're men, aren't we? The bosses, the kings of the household. Now, when we get home, you tell Betty we're going to Rock Vegas, and I'll tell Wilma where we're going.
I bet Wilma tells Fred where he's going.
Wilma, I'm home.
Oh, there you are, Fred. I've got something to tell you, Fred. Betty and I have decided where we're going on our vacation.
Oh, you have you?
We talked about Pebble Beach.
Oh, yeah?
But we decided on Rock Vegas.
Oh, yeah? Well, that's out. O-double-T out. Barney and I have decided that we are going to...
To where, Fred?
Where did you say, Wilma?
To Rock Vegas.
Rock Vegas. Yes, well, that's okay with me, Wilma.
Oh, thanks, Fred. I thought you were going to raise a fuss.
Hey, Fred.
Oh, hi, Barney. What's up?
How'd you make out?
Rock Vegas. Where else?
Me too, Fred.
Just shows you, Barney. You put your foot down, you get results.
Especially when our wives put their foot down on ours.
Okay, gang, we're all set. Here we go. Now, listen to that motor. 300 brontosaurus power.
Fred, now take it easy.
We haven't even left the house yet, and you're backseat driving already. Okay, hold on. Here we go.
We're almost finished with this moving job, Charlie.
Yeah, just a few more things.
You got it?
Let's go.
Hey, wise guys, what's the idea? Put us down.
If it's on our truck, we move it. Got any beefs, Mac?
No. It was all my fault.
You're not going on the freeway.
Of course I'm going on the freeway. We gotta make up the time we lost.
Get off that freeway.
Now maybe we can pile up some mileage.
Where are we, Fred?
That's me. Let's take a look at the road map.
Men and their road maps.
Yeah.
You see, Barney, we're not far off our course at all. Since we're right here, we could gain a little time by taking this road.
Right, Fred.
Come on, Fred.
Okay, girls, we're all set now.
Good.
About time.
We figured out a shortcut.
A shortcut?
Hey, shortcut, Wilma.
Yeah.
just got a little more to go. Orin, falling.
Orin.
We're almost at the top. One good shove and it'll be all downhill from here on. Now, all together, a heave.
The boys are making a new body for the car.
Yeah, they can salvage the other parts.
Oh, I'm not used to. You did that on purpose.
No, Fred, I didn't. It was an accident.
Accident? Well, here comes another accident.
Fred, don't!
That makes us even. So let's have no more accidents.
Ooh-hoo-hoo. That stings.
Well, I'm sure glad we're back on the main highway.
Yep, we ought to make good time now.
Slow down, Fred. We're coming to a ferry.
Wilma, I can read. That's it. Easy does it. All set.
Right.
All set.
Okay. Let's go.
The new one's got a head at each end.
Well, on our way at last, everybody.
Hey, Fred, there's that bridge over Rock Canyon.
Yeah, I read about this.
Boy, that's a lulu of a bridge.
Fred, you can't cross that in a car. That's a footbridge.
We have to. It's part of the main highway. I think I know exactly how to do it. First, I back up the car so we can get a good runner.
Back up all the way home. It's okay with me.
Yeah, this ought to do it.
Fred, you're kidding.
Fred, don't try it.
Here we go.
No, no, stop, Fred.
How about that, gang? Hey, Barney, look at the girls. Can't take a little excitement. Takes a man for danger, huh, Barney?
Fred, drive slower, please.
I'm getting up speed to pass the truck up ahead.
Watch out, Fred.
There's a whole bunch of trucks ahead. Now's my chance to pass them all. Uh-huh. Made it. Now we got clear sailing.
Fred, that's crazy driving.
Please, Fred, be careful.
Oh, you gals are always beeping. Why don't you be like Barney? My driving doesn't affect you, does it, Barney?
No, not at all, Fred.
We're coming into a town, Fred. Let's pick out a motel.
There's one just ahead.
No vacancy, Fred.
There was a second ago.
They must have seen us coming.
Well, there's another motel down the street. How's this one look, Wilma? Of all the low-down tricks, taking our motel while we're making up our minds.
Oh, what are we gonna do now, Fred?
Don't worry, girls. Your old Uncle Freddy thinks of everything. I knew these sleeping bags might come in handy. And I put us up on this hill so no animals will prowl near us. Good night, gang.
Good night, Uncle Freddy.
What an ungrateful group.
Hey, Fred. What's happening?
Search me. Must be an earthquake. It's moving. The hill is moving.
That's no hill. It's a monster.
A monster. Down, boy. Down, 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 down. Run for your life. Well, we finally made it.
Looks like it's straight ahead, Fred.
Rock Vegas, we are here. Open up those lucky gates.
Hey, look. The star rock dust.
Ooh, it
There's the Dune Rocks. Hey, how about that?
Look, everybody, the Sandstone Hotel.
Whoa, what a place.
Hey, there's Sherman's place, the Golden Cactus.
Isn't it dreamy?
Yeah, pretty swell, too.
That's for me.
Well, I'll swing in and we'll get settled.
Fred Flintstone.
Hiya, Sherman.
Welcome to the Golden Cactus, Fred.
Thanks, Sherman. It's sure good to see you again. I'd like you to meet my wife, Wilma, and my friends, Betty and Barney Rubble.
Pleased to meet you.
Likewise, I'm sure.
It's a pleasure.
Sherman, we're going to spend our vacation here.
Good. I'll get the best suite in the house ready for you folks. In the meantime, look the place over and have fun.
Sherman's sure a nice guy.
I'll say.
They're all good sports out here in Rock Vegas.
You boys look around. Betty and I are going to go freshen up.
Okay, take your time, girls. Barney and I will go over to the domino table.
Yeah, the galloping dominoes.
Fred, you're holding all our money, so no gambling.
Oh, yeah. Okay, no gambling. Boy, I had a big killing plan, Barney.
Forget it, Fred. Let's stroll around.
Yeah, let's. I think I'll give this thing a spin, Barney.
No gambling, remember?
This isn't gambling, Barney. It's a sure thing. I got a system. I keep hitting it while it's spinning. Two cactus and a pomegranate. Nothing.
Let's go, Fred.
Wait a minute, Barney. I just didn't hit it hard enough. Two pomegranates and a cactus. Nothing. Do you
scandal? Oh, come on, Fred. You've been at it over an hour.
Keep quiet. You're jinxing me. You got a hard luck voice.
Fred, let's go.
Nothing. Do it. This machine is into me for plenty. Now it's all warmed up. The next coin ought to hit it. Hey, Barney, let me have some money.
I haven't any money. You have it all. Did you lose all our money?
Well, I didn't exactly lose it. I know where it is. Barney, go borrow a coin from someone. Make up a hard luck story.
I don't have to make one up. I'm part of a hard luck story. Hey, look, Fred.
Oh, no. No, lady, you can't play this machine. Out. This machine is full of my money. Beat it, Baboose. The name of some people.
There he is. He won't let me play it.
Me mother wants to play that machine, mister.
Yeah, but I'm playing it.
So play it.
Well, I'm out of money.
One side, mister.
Yeah, of course.
That fellow was right, Fred.
Yeah, also big.
Hey, Fred, look.
I don't have to look.
Thank you, son.
Don't mention it, Ma.
It figured, Barney. It figured.
Isn't it great here, Betty?
Oh, scrumptious. And to think we'll be here 2 whole weeks.
Oh, there are the boys. Oh,
hi, boys.
Hi, boys.
We're all set to have fun.
Have you made any plans, Fred?
Yeah. I figure we can sell the car, and then we'll have enough money to eat
while we're hitchhiking home.
Hitchhiking home?
Fred Flintstone, did you lose all our money?
Yes, Wilma.
Say, Sherman.
Fred, how's it going, boy?
Oh, it's swell. Just great.
Good. What did you want, chum?
You know anyone that'll buy my car, Shime?
You mean you blew your roll, Fred?
Yeah, I did, Shime.
Forget it, Fred. Stay on as guests of the house.
Geez, thanks, Sam, but we couldn't do that.
Well, you could work for your bill.
You mean it, Sam?
Sure, Fred.
Hey, that's not a bad idea. Thanks. Sam said he'll give us all jobs so we can stay right here for the whole 2 weeks.
Well, that's getting a vacation the hard way.
But at least we don't have to sell the car.
Oh, Bernard, save those people up front.
Right, Maitre de Flintstone.
All right.
Cigarettes. Filter-tip cigarettes.
How's it going, Wilma?
My feet are killing me.
Wilma, smile. You know the house rules. The boss is looking.
Okay, but my feet are still killing me. Cigarettes. Filter-tip.
Take your picture, mister.
Well, look who's here. Boy, you are a cute one.
I can't argue that, sir. The customer is always right.
And you're all right, too, baby. You're the cutest little trick I've seen in ages.
Barney!
How do you like that trick, Buster?
Hey, Betty, it's almost time for your number. Step on it.
Okay, Fred.
Come on, Barney, hurry up. You're in the act, too.
Right, Fred. Hey, is my tie on straight, Betty?
Oh, you look fine, Barney. How do I look?
Sensational, Betty. Sensational.
Okay, Barney. Betty, you're on.
Come on, Betty. When you're smiling, when you're smiling, smiling, smiling. Oh, the whole world smiles with you, smiles with you. When you're laughing, oh, Betty, baby, when you're laughing, the sun comes smiling through.
But when you're crying, you bring on the rain. So stop your crying, Barney, baby, be happy again.
I said when you're smiling, just keep on smiling.
And when you sigh, you bring on the rain.
So stop your sighing, be happy again. So keep on smiling.
Even though we had to work for our vacation, we had a swell time.
Glad to have had you here, Fred. You all did a fine job, and that was a great act, Rubble.
Best vacation we ever had.
Shame, you're the luckiest guy I know.
Yeah, living in these glamorous surroundings all the time.
Stop it, stop it. You're all wrong. You're the lucky guys. You've got what I've always wanted. A little home, a wife to care for me, a regular job where I could sleep nights instead of being trapped in this tinsel palace. You're the lucky ones.
Well, goodbye, Shame.
You know, Fred, we are lucky to have Betty and Wilma to take care of us.
Yeah, poor Shame.
So long, Fred. Have a good trip.
So long. Bye-bye.
I wouldn't trade places with Shame for anything. Would you, Barney?
Me neither. But it's nice to think about it.
Let's go home, Bunnikin.
You're the tops, Betty.
We had a wonderful time, didn't we, Wilma?
I'm still having it, Betty.